Jesus Christ, why does everything suck so bad? Just, oh my goodness. I didn't expect anything, but I didn't think it was going to be that bad. That was a waste of fucking time. Army of the Dead has got to be one of the stupidest fucking movies I've ever seen in a very long time. I scratched that. Not in a very long time. I've seen a bunch of stupid fucking movies recently, so this is no better. I'm not understanding why Netflix keeps doing stupid shit, but if there's one thing that can be certain, you give complete creative control to Zack Snyder, he will fuck something up. This has been proven with the Justice League. I don't give a damn how stupid everyone is when it comes to all this dumb shit. In terms of, like, hosting him up, in terms of, like, the Snyder Cut for Justice League and all that crap, when, realistically, he was the one who ruined Justice League. It was not the other way around. But for the most part, when they did the Snyder Cut, it was an overbearing sludge fest that was incredibly too long. I praised the hell out of it for basically being a step forward in terms of listening to fan outcry and their and like what they wanted out of a show, and a studio actually recognizing that and doing it. Yes, but as far as a movie goes, it wasn't no different. It wasn't that big of a deal, and it wasn't anything that was that special. There's just way too much fucking slow motion. Way too much fucking slow motion. And Army of the Dead is a movie that he directed and wrote, and it is just completely a fuckfest of stupid. From the very beginning, the movie is just unbelievably stupid. To put it bluntly, to if you were thinking about actually watching it, you ever seen Zombieland? Yeah. Think of that, but really, really bad. Starting it off without it being just some weird, ridiculous reasoning of zombies or anything like that, where it's just, you know, they just appeared. Zombieland, it just had them happen. Who cares how it happened, why, or whatever, just it happened. And then you went from there, and it was a good rip-storm, good time. But with Army of the Dead, essentially, this movie wanted to introduce zombies as a military experiment type bullshit. And then from there, it just went into it being this clusterfuck of Las Vegas basically being boarded off. which, again, was really fucking dumb because it seemed like the zombies themselves could group together and work together. And so then it was like, why wouldn't they World War Z the fucking barricade that they made? Because it wasn't a well-constructed barricade or anything that was difficult to climb over. So why was that something that wasn't done? I don't know. Really stupid. But they decided to board up and leave Las Vegas to fend for themselves eventually in one of the dumbest slow montages that happens in the beginning of the movie to try and give a justification for a lot of the characters and stuff that they did. In terms of, like, who you're going to get and who you're going to see, and just, like, in some weird, dumbass, like, character reveal montage that was just completely unnecessary, which then led up to later them doing a fucking Ocean's 11 type of get-together in order to prepare for the heist. Because, let's not forget, this is a zombie movie with a heist element added to it. Or this is a heist movie with a zombie element added to it because somebody thought that was a good fucking idea when that is an incredibly dumb fucking idea, especially considering that the whole backstab trick twist or whatever that they tried to implement in the movie just ultimately made absolutely no sense when subsequently, the guy wanted to get the head of the queen chick who the zombies listen to or whatever. But she shows up in the very beginning willing to accept an offering when they find that out. When they find that out, why wouldn't you immediately just be like, oh, well, I don't need to worry about this heist bullshit because that's not necessary. The whole plan itself was to get the queen's head. So if she was willing and capable of doing something, like, you know, you just do that and then she pops up, all you need is a good, like, four-man team. You guys were right there at the little barrier. You grab her, like, you know, a couple of guys shoot her, you cut off her head, and then you leave. So why do you need to have this overbearing, ridiculous, oh, I'm gonna trick these guys into thinking that they're gonna open up a vault in order for you to accomplish anything? But the whole point was just to get her head. That was the bad guy's plan, right? But it was like she was right there in the very beginning. So just you could have just got a small team that was willing to work with you and do that. Why wasn't that the movie where it was like you're willing to pay these people extraordinarily large amounts of money to get the queen? In which case, then it would then be that for the movie. But you wanted to make something that was really stupid with zombies having a hierarchy and there being super zombies or whatever, which was also dumb because at one point in time in the movie, I thought they might have been robots because when you shot certain ones, they would explode and they were blue and there was like electricity and shit. And I was like, so are they robot zombies? It was very, very confusing and it's never really answered and it doesn't really fucking matter. So the movie itself has John Batista basically living low because he helped save a bunch of people out of Las Vegas and no one, you know, gave them credit for anything because the government in this movie is just the stupidest fucking government that ever existed. The concept of Las Vegas being nuked is something that is taking, it's like dumb, it's done in the stupidest way possible in order to facilitate or to like drive home exactly how fucking dumb the government is. They just keep having them do stupider and stupider moves or plans or have anything happening in order to facilitate the, like, yeah, the government are people you can't really trust. The main characters fucking saved so many people and they got absolutely no type of recognition for it. That's not real. And it was like, yeah, it might not have been a lot, but they would have, like, something would have happened. It's just, yeah, come on. But then not only that, but then they stay in the Las Vegas area or in Nevada where realistically, why the fuck would you want to stay there? Why would you remain near an area where basically right next door there's just massive hordes of zombies waiting? That's retarded. You just escape from there. Leave. I'd move to fucking Florida if I could, if I was in a situation like that. I'm not going to stay here, especially if my job is going to amount to nothing or it's like I got a dream of having a food truck or something like that, which is what Batista starts talking about later on, which again is really, really stupid. But just everything about this movie is just screaming out in your face. This is dumb. This is dumb. It's unimportant. It's really, really, really stupid. Just really, 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 really stupid. So you have Batista, and then essentially he has like a stepdaughter, I assume. If not, then it's his real daughter, but I can't really tell because she does call him by his first name. You know, white people shit. But so that kind of threw me off on whether or not that's his like stepdaughter or regular daughter. But either way, really, really backwards on that one. But the fact that essentially his wife turned into a zombie somehow, they don't show how she turned into one, she just turned into one, and then he had fever dreams about it, but she turned into a zombie and then he had to kill her, and then he felt as if his daughter basically did not want to talk to him or something, or she basically didn't want to be with him because he killed her mom. Hell, the fact she even phrased it as, when you killed my mom. And it's like, bitch, she turned into a zombie. You can't hold that against him. You were barricading yourself behind the door because she was trying to kill you. That is the stupidest thing you could ever possibly do in order to try and sit there and have a saving grace of a relationship B storyline going on in the woodworks of this movie. And that's exact, and they did it, and it was just really, really stupid. Not only that, but then they try to sit there and make the daughter this take charge in your face type of girl who ultimately is incapable of doing anything and just constantly makes everything worse. So that's all that amounts to her character. In other words, completely fucking useless. But for some reason, Zack Snyder was like, strong woman. But it was like, dumb woman. And it was like, there's a very, very, very fine line on that. And he crossed it. He crossed it into a dumb. So then you have essentially Batista get told that there's $250 million in a vault that is unaccountable for, and they're more than welcome to get it if they can bring it all back, and then he can get $50 million to split with whomever he wants to get for the team that he's preparing the team that he needs in order to go get the money or whatever. So then him and the other chick that he tells about the plan or whatever basically decide that they're going to kind of cheat people out of their money. Well, we'll just kind of offer a little bit to these people when they're getting over $50 million and they're offering like $250,000 or something like that, which should have been a very big red flag at this point in time in the movie to let you know that, like, yeah, these people are not getting the money. There were so many characters that just appeared because they weren't even able to get like a freaking introductory scene as they were being recruited by Batista, but they just kind of plopped in when the story wanted them to be plopped in, that you could tell that they were cannon fodder. And I hate zombie movie cannon fodder because it is so easy to predict exactly who's going to be someone that's going to pop up and die and who's going to be someone that's actually going to matter. And it just, all of it just felt completely and utterly lack of any type of creativity or devoid of any type of interesting story. I found myself looking at it just going like, this is incredibly stupid. And then the movie has an over 2 hour long runtime, which makes it even far more apparent, abhorrent, that it's god awful and completely lacking any type of pacing. They spend so much, there's just so many fucking moments in this movie where they just have characters standing around staring at shit and not moving, waiting for something to happen, which then will facilitate them to move after the thing reacts to what it is that they're staring at. And that is beyond stupid. There's also multiple moments and scenes where they basically zoom, like they're basically constantly following the zombies do their own thing because they have their own hierarchy. Like, you really fucking care because you're watching this movie about these people trying to survive the zombies, and it's like, it seemed like it was trying to pull some dumbassery from like I Am Legend or some bullshit, but ultimately it was just really, really stupid and unnecessary scenes. Hell, having the main zombie show up so you can tell that basically the female zombie chick is pregnant, and then he kept listening to her stomach and I was like, oh yeah, so she's pregnant. And I immediately got that, but the movie consistently kept constantly showing moments that would let you know he cares about her and she's pregnant. Hell, it even had, after she died and got her fucking head cut off, this asshole was carrying her. We saw him carry her back into an abandoned casino. He then carried her through a massive horde of other zombies. Then he plopped her down. He reached into her stomach, pulled out the baby, and you see it die, and you saw it was a little fetus. And then he screamed and bellowed, and then the scene even lasts longer with the rest of the zombies screaming and bellow. And then I just looked at it and I was like, clearly someone did not sit there and tell Zack Snyder, this is unnecessary, we can cut it from the movie because it's some bullshit. And they just let him do whatever he want. And this guy clearly lacks any type of foresightical vision, because remember, Man of Steel has some stupid ass fucking scenes, and you know, the Zack Snyder cut of Justice League got some stupid ass fucking scenes. But hey, it all no matter what hot. See, it's the same reason why J.J. Abrams' ass keep getting movies, but this is the same bullshit. So, not only is there a plethora of unnecessary scenes or just some of the worst type of dialogue exchange between characters or just moments that don't even make any sense, everyone's walking and talking. Everyone's walking, but when a character needs to speak, everyone immediately stops walking so they can watch two characters have a dialogue exchange. Rather than actually do what other movies do, which is actually, you know, smart because that's what people do, while you're walking, you're talking. It's not really that hard to do, especially when you want to have two characters have a conversation that most likely either want to be kept secret or they're initiated from whispering or something like that. Why? No one else has to be facilitating this. We understand that they're going to a location. Is it really that hard to plan out that they're walking down this hallway? Okay, let's film them walking down this hallway and saying their lines. Well, let's have them go to the front of the hallway, stop, say their lines, and then keep walking. We got plenty of time. And it just made the movie drag on. Oh, just so fucking long. This movie feels long because it is long. And it's just boring and dumb. My God, is it dumb. So, you have Batista basically getting the team together. He's giving them whack-ass prices in order for them to risk their lives to get this money, which realistically not one character in the entire movie even gave you a hint of being like, as soon as we get all this money, I'm killing a bunch of the other people and then taking all of it for myself, which have been a nice little angle to have a character that some of them trust, but at the same time is someone that's like, yeah, I'm going to take all of it. Fuck this plan that we got going on. Why the hell would I get just a little bit of the money if we're going to get such a large amount of it? Like, we're going to get over $250 million, and you're telling me you're only paying me some thousand, some hundred thousand? Get the fuck out of here. Why? I'm risking my life. Especially to some of the characters that were, like, integral to the entire plan. So the guy that's supposed to crack the safe, they told him, like, $250,000. Like, I'm supposed to crack it. Like, and then he knew what type of safe it was. So with that knowledge, I would have went, I know exactly what type of safe this is. I know how to crack it. I'm the only one that you could possibly contact that can crack it within the time span that you have in order to crack this safe. Why would I accept $250,000 when you guys, like $200,000 when you guys are going to get like $250 million? Immediately I was like, yeah, I want like $1 million, easy. Like a mil, two, hell, at tops is five, in my opinion, just saying that. And it's like, because who else are you going to get? Obviously, you came to me, you don't know me, so this, I'm the best chance you got. But nah, just accepted it. And then I was like, yeah, he's going to die because this movie has absolutely no type of foresight whatsoever. Hell, the fact that they were going to get $250 million out of a safe and then carry it on some rundown piece of shit helicopter, no one had questions about that whatsoever. The fact that they had such a large team that was going to get $250 million and then go onto a piece of shit helicopter that barely even worked, and they were somehow supposed to airlift all of that out of the city in time, made absolute sense to all these people beforehand. No one questioned the shit at all. And that just seems completely and utterly idiotic. This movie had a constant just rain stupid on all accounts and all accords. There's a guy going around helping the refugees who escaped from Los Angeles. Where do they set up the refugee camp? Right at the fucking border. Why would you do that? Why? Who would facilitate that? Who would want that to be anything that makes any type of sense? We're going to put it right at the border. That's totally logical. This wouldn't be a quarantined off area that the military would have under high scrutiny and security. They wouldn't have started to make some type of fucking concrete wall or barricade or anything like that outside of the fact of what they created in the first place. No. The government is completely a clusterfuck full of people. Hell, the movie itself kept constantly showing news reports of people going, we don't even know if they are zombies. They just might be people that the government is trying to write off or like get rid of or something like that, when there was just undeniable proof that there was fucking zombies there. So it just, oh my goodness. There's a dude who had a YouTube channel about him going out sometimes and killing some of the zombies. So why would you assume or think that, yeah, nah, this, they're not real. It can't be real. I don't see them. So, eh. Oh my God. This movie even somehow had, what was his name? I don't know. Trying to remember. Melissa McCarthy played him on Saturday Night Live. It was one of the funny things that she actually did back when, once his face was president. Sean Spicer. They actually had a scene with him arguing against someone else about how the zombies aren't fake or what the government is trying to do about the zombies makes sense. And I just sat there and I was like, they actually got the real person to do. They actually got like this actual person who you shouldn't take seriously to do this scene. Why? Who was this for? Who wanted this? I know they put him on Dancing of the Stars before, which was also stupid, but it was ABC. So who cares? Was it ABC? Whoever does Dancing with the Stars. I want to say ABC. That sounds like some dumb shit that they do. But why would you do that? But they did that. It was really dumb and really stupid, and it did nothing. And ultimately, even the scene itself, having someone argue about, having these people argue or multiple incarnations, multiple versions or different times in which you would constantly see characters looking at the news and the news itself just glaringly talking about the indifference that people are having with how they're treating Las Vegas, rather than the upcoming or the looming threat of the nuclear strike about to happen, which should have been something that was initiated in the beginning of the fucking movie. It just seems incredibly idiotic and dumb. Hell, the movie itself would have been a hell of a lot better if you was to situate and have it to where people need to pack up and leave, and it just seemed like Batista himself was going on hard and borrowed time. He doesn't really have any money. He hasn't got anything saved away. Las Vegas is about to be destroyed. It's the only home that he knows. He's worried about his daughter, and he needs to get out of Dodge quickly. So this opportunity comes for him to make a large amount of money before everyone has to be out of the area of Las Vegas, and he's willing to take that risk because he desperately needs the money. Putting it on a desperate angle makes it a hell of a lot of a concrete reason and behind some characters willing to risk their lives for some fucking money, especially within a vault that is incredibly difficult and hard to open, rather than one of the many other casinos that probably just has money lying around all over the place because, you know, they're fucking casinos and everyone had to leave as soon as they possibly could. Hell, in the beginning, there was a bunch of dead, like, there was a bunch of, like, bodies all around them when they were like first came through the barrier, and I was like, yeah, you could probably check all these people's pockets and take all their valuables on them, and you'll be golden. And then you won't need to go to deep. Like, you probably make it out with some cool thousand, but you'll be able to live a comfortable life or something like that, or just go into a random casino and just take all the cash. And I was like, they have cash rooms. Everything doesn't get put inside of a safe. So it's like so it was like you could have done any of that. It's just something that would have made a lick of far more sense. But nah, this movie was just wrapped and drowned in stupidity. Hell, the fact that the guy who owned the fucking vault, who had the money down there in the first place, was sending them into the vault who had the money down there in the first place without giving them the code to open the vault or any specific set of instructions as to how to open the vault or anything like that. They had to find a locksmith. You're this millionaire or whatever, and you're trying to get people to come down to open up a safe. Why the fuck wouldn't you have, like, the key code, the access codes or anything like that? Hell, they weren't given, like, the access cards to even get into the room with the vault until, like, a little bit later in the fucking movie. And just insult to injury. Like, why wouldn't that be someone that you sent? Why couldn't that have been the security director that you had to let you know that, yeah, you would do something as ridiculous as making this grunt job go with your head of security rather than, like, someone else who was just willing to do the job and that'd be it? You could have paid a higher mercenary. So stupid. And it was like, oh, my head of security is going to be the guy to get the head. Does that seem like someone who's expendable? Like, seriously? It was like, he's the head of security. He's expendable? All right. Okay. It's like, that's stupid. Seemed backwards to me, but you the boss. All right. And it was like, you expect them to go get the money. I was like, okay, do you have someone? All right, what's the code to get into the vault? You got to figure that out. How the fuck would we need to figure that out? No, dumbass. And it's like, that's stupid. That's stupid. Not only that, but you don't even tell me how to turn off the booby traps that you set up in order to get to the vault as well. And it's like, these things seem like things that you would definitely have told people if you wanted them to get whatever it is out of the fucking vault. But nah, that could be further from the truth in order to sit here and definitely let you know that you're watching a fucking heist movie, which is just beyond idiotic. Oh, I haven't even gotten to the fucking story yet. So, well, I did, about the fucking heist movie. But the B-plot. So you have Batista basically doing all this bullshit in order for him to have some money because, hey, he did a whole bunch of shit in order to help people get out of Las Vegas and, like, he wasn't rewarded for it. No, who cares? Hell, there's even a dumbass scene in the opening where it's, like, a chick trying to save her daughter or something like that. And then when she does, she gets surrounded by a horde of zombies because she does that stupid-ass thing that a lot of zombie movies do where you have a character with a machine gun standing still aiming and shooting at zombies that are running at them while other people are screaming at them to hurry up. And instead of, like, you know, running backwards and shooting or running as fast as they can to get out of the way, ducking and dodging. They're just standing their ground firmly and shooting all the zombies to where they abruptly turn around and then try to run as soon as the zombies get just a little too fucking close for comfort. Also, one of the stupider things that happen in zombie movies, when you see a bunch of people basically wear the dumbest type of clothing, when you know for a fact that you're dealing with creatures that, if bite you, will turn you. So let's wear a bunch of tank tops and sleeveless shirts, y'all, with our muscles glistening. Isn't that smart? Isn't that pretty? Ain't we just the best badasses? Don't you like it, seeing a girl show some skin? That's fucking idiotic. It's like you ain't got no turtlenecks, no sweaters with some armor underneath that like leaves a lot of your just areas that can easily get bit or scratched or anything like that completely covered. That way you're golden if in case something actually does happen or a zombie does get just a little too fucking close. Oh, no, I'm Billy Badass. I ain't got to worry about shit like that because this is a stupid fucking movie. It's a staple in zombie movies and shows and whatnot, but it doesn't change the fact that it's always, always idiotic to have characters who basically do shit like that or think like that. Hell, there's a part where a black dude tries to fight the freaking zombie king barehanded, and it's just beyond idiotic. And the nigga looked like he had a multitude of backup magazines for a pistol or whatnot that he was carrying, and he just did not use them. It was like that. Oh, that's so stupid. And it was like, wait a minute. He's wearing a mask that's obviously bulletproof for some reason, zombie. And then you're going to shoot at the mask. You don't shoot anywhere else. You can shoot the rest of his body, slow him down, bust out his kneecaps or something like that. You're supposed to be smart. Nope, everybody keeps aiming for the head and then they run out of bullets. So then zombie, because smart zombie, takes off said mask to fight hand to hand because, of course, that's what you do. And at no point in time does the black dude or the screamy guy that opened up the vault think, you know, I can get this extra magazine, put it into the clip. I mean, we'll get an extra clip, put it in, aim for the head, be done with the fucking movie. Nope. We gotta sit here and see this long, drawn-out fist fight between a zombie king and a black dude that just was this retarded slug slow-mo fest that just ultimately went nowhere, where for some reason the black dude wasn't really hurt or harmed in any way. And then the screaming dude threw him in the vault and closed the door, and then he was killed off screen while the black dude was basically in the vault and basically safe somehow. I mean, he survives a nuke. Also, he comes out in the middle of Nevada after the nuke came down. Also, he opened the vault from the inside. They're totally designed to do that. But he got out after the nuke went off. Let me try to remember correctly. And then he was able to walk around in a highly radiated area, which takes like seconds to kill someone. And he was just able to walk out totally fine. It would seem like it's been at least a day or two since the nuke was dropped. He's walking out with three big duffel bags of money. Then he gets on a private jet and he flies somewhere. And then he just starts feeling a little woozy. Then he looks and sees that he's been bitten. Well, this is how the movie fucking ends. And is really retarded because he had to have been bit a long fucking time ago, and yet he was just acting all hunky-dory. And then the movie just decides to end with it seeming like, oh no, like he's bit. What is he gonna do? He's gonna take a gun, put it in his mouth, and pull a trigger. He's gonna become a monster. Like, what? Ugh. just a bad movie. But more to the B plot. The B plot is basically you got Batista trying to do right by his daughter or whatever. So then he tells her that we need your help in order to get into the little barrier or whatnot. Okay, cool, whatever. And then in doing so, the daughter, because they had to bring this shit up earlier in the movie and it was just really, really fucking stupid, but they did it anyway, is that she's a volunteer helping people trying to get out of Las Vegas. Okay. And so this volunteer, then also is really close with this lady who has two kids, and the lady decides that she's going to cross over the barrier, try to get a couple of dollars from one of the casinos, get in, grab some, get out. Nobody's going to find her. Nothing's going to happen to her. She'll be okay. Oh, that's so stupid. And then the daughter sits there and tells her, this is incredibly stupid, which it is. And then she responds, I have to take care of my kids. And no matter what, doesn't change the fact, this is incredibly stupid. So then the daughter doesn't sit there and tell her that, hey, you know, what do you think will happen to your kids if you go over there and you die? Huh? Huh? Well, we ain't got no money. I can't do this. I can't do that. Right. But you're alive. You can still try to find some type of fucking solution. If you go over there, you are most likely going to face certain death because you definitely don't know what the fuck you're doing. You don't know what's over there. And you're dealing with hordes of zombies, you stupid single woman. So, you single mother, you are just beyond stupid. I have to do right by my kids. This shows the movie's misogynistic jackass because it's a Jack Snyder movie. Strong man. Who's a dude basically goes around and apparently uses his authority to rape some of the refugees because, yeah, what's that a, okay, what, like, what, why? And it was like just to set up the fact that, like, obviously you're not going to like them. And then it just, they did what they did, and they were, like, bringing up offerings, and they used that guy as an offering. And it was like, what is this? And then that scene went on way too long. He shows them dragging this nigga, him getting bit once, and then them raising him up and all that. And it's like, we are seeing some shit that is just unnecessary. There's a multitude of this makeup-wearing zombie people just running around, hissing and growling over people for absolutely no fucking reason. And the movie is consistent on showing you that every fucking chance they can get. Damn, that's annoying. There's a goddamn commercial break coming up. And another fucking thing that they constantly do is after they show all the vampires, because that's literally what they be hissing and snarling like just the vampires from Dusk Till Dawn. They remind me of that. Just groups of them that just do ridiculous stuff, but that's actually a good movie. This is actually a horrible movie. So, the first from Dusk Till Dawn. I'm not crazy, all right? But, Salma Hayek. But, so, one of the things is that essentially you have this dude abusing his authority to apparently rape some women or whatever is around, and then they kind of do a thing where it's like, you know, his word is law because he happens to work for these people. He's constantly calling the Batista's daughter volunteer because she's a volunteer, and that seems creative or like an insult or demeaning in some way. She doesn't have to be there. She's a volunteer. It's like she's trying to help people. For some reason, this dude's taking it like this makes her lesser than him for some reason. Oh, my goodness. Also, like, her and the lady were clearly arguing about her trying to cross over to a fucking border. And he's like, is everything all right here, ladies? But then they had him say it in a creepy way, and then it just kept escalating his creep factor and basically kind of doing that pseudo, I'm talking down to you, but I'm hitting on you at the same time, and this is totally how people get laid, that type of bullshit. You know what movies do. And it's just, it was just all falling flat. So then you get Batista's daughter talking back, even though she's in a situation where literally that's the worst possible thing you could do to a guy like this, or something that you probably should have reported to someone else a long time ago, because the guy like this is now in charge of this area or doing whatever the fuck it is that he's doing and has been left unchecked all this time. He obviously works for somebody, but you live in a day and age where you sit there and go like, yeah, this motherfucker's over here raping people. It's like, why would you not bring that up to anybody? But again, I digress. This movie did their damnedest to make sure that the government and anyone in charge or any type of regulated official is just the worst type of fucking person. You're a businessman, you're terrible. You're a cop, you're like, you know, you're part of a government group, you're terrible. You work for a businessman, you're terrible. Everybody else, you just got a hard life because you actually tried to do some good and nothing came out of it. Then you subsequently was given a little second chance to do something else and you decide to screw some people out of it so you can get the most for yourself, but I'm supposed to sympathize for you for some reason. Really fucking stupid. So then he sits there and has like a little thing where he can check your temperature. And I just couldn't help but thinking, I was like, is this supposed to be like a pandemic thing, you know, like similar to what we got going on. And then you get the single mother being like, are you crazy talking back to him? He could make you go like that. If he say your temperature is just a little bit off, you could be out of here. They will kill you and they will not care. And she's like, I know, I know. And I was like, wait a minute. So now this bitch is the reasonable one? This is the same dumbass who wants to cross the border so she can get some money so she can take care of her kids. But also neglecting the fact that if she goes there, no one will take care of her kids. And then they could die. Also, if she dies, yes, then it, yeah, like if she dies, no one will take care of her kids and then they'll die. And just ultimately the worst possible thing you could do. And it's like, why stay in this refugee area? Are they making you guys stay in this refugee area? You should leave and find work. Because what the fuck? And it's like, well, we ain't got no home to go to. Okay, well, you tell the kids to stay in the tent while you go out into the town or something like that and try to find work. And again, why are the refugee camps right outside the fucking barrier to the infested city? Stupid movie. So stupid. So then Batista gets his team together. It's a clusterfuck of a bunch of different characters. Tig Notaro is in the movie. I actually like her comedy. But that's only if you allow her to be funny. This movie just has her try to be like the smart aleck. And it don't work at all because that's not her comedy. It's like you have a comedian and all you really need them to do is just be themselves. And then that's how they're funny. Most likely you thought they were funny. That's why you wanted them in this movie. So if you just have them be themselves, they can be funny. So then why not give her a character that is herself? Why is the helicopter person like a kind of a snarky, I'm sick of this. Like everything's kind of fucked up. I'll do it. I don't care. I'm jaded. I hate all this. I hate my life. I hate how this is. And just jaded talking bad about people. I know I'm important, but that fucker guy, he could die, but I gotta be important, right? Like I know I'm more important than that person. I know I'm more important than that person too. And it was like, this isn't, why is she being utilized wrongly? It would've been smart to make her someone who sits there and like just calmly disses people. That would have been made more sense. No, don't give her emotional inflictions. She don't carry that shit well. You just have her sit there and like people try to ask her something, or like she asks a question and they try to correct her, or they try to act like they know more than her, and then she just gives them this smart-ass remark that's just kind of like, yeah, you should just leave her alone, because obviously you're not gonna win in a confrontation with her when it comes to exchanging blows dialogue wise. And that would have been a fantastic thing to do for a character, but she just kind of like not did that. The only thing that did that was like one joke in the movie where the Japanese guy goes easy peasy Japanesey, and then the dude who opens the vault to facilitate the fact that he is a nerd and everyone must look down on him because he is a nerd sits there and go, well, we can't say that anymore because it's bad, so we say easy peasy lemon squeezy. And then the Japanese guy looks and he goes, yes, but I'm. And then Tig goes, well, it should be all right because he's Japanesey, right? And then the Japanese guy goes, well, easy peasy. He's, as you say, easy peasy lemon squeezy. And I actually thought that part was funny when she said Japanesey because, like, yeah, that's stupid. She's like, it should be okay because he's Japanesey. Like, yeah, that was funny. But other than that, everything else in the movie was just ridiculous. Her popping up at the end with the helicopter. And she was like, I was going to leave, but then I got a conscience. And it was like, why should I come back? And then it was like, you really shouldn't have. This asshole's about to get you killed so he can save his daughter, who dumbass came in the first place in the movie. And she shouldn't have. But so what happens is that the single mother, because, you know, she's stupid, goes and crosses the border in the first place. Also, the fact that she went is ultimately hilarious because of how the movie ends. But she goes, crosses the border to go get some money for her kids or whatever and blah, blah, blah. And so she goes over. Batista gets his team together and they're about to go over. And there's like a chick who leads people across the border so they can, border like Mexico. Funny. But it leads them across the border into Las Vegas to get money or whatever. And then they're getting her to take them. And then she does something that is completely ridiculous. She sticks with them throughout the whole entire fucking movie. When if someone who has knowledge of how shit works in there with the different setup of zombies that they have going on, and their job is literally to just leave lead people and then get the fuck out. They typically do the job, they get paid, they do the job, and then they leave. They do not sit around and wait for people to get as much money as they can and then try to lead them back. They tell them, hey, yeah, we coming in this way. This is as far as I'm going. You do whatever you need to do. You got exactly 45 minutes before I'm out of here. Boom. It's like, that seems like a simple, easy way of handling her character. Nope. They made her completely sympathetic to every single fucking person that ever came across her doorstep. Oh my God, I need to get some money. Can you lead me over there? Yeah. I never left a man behind if I didn't have to. I do whatever I can to help these people to make it right. And it's like, none of this is your fault. None of this is your problem or concern. You're just trying to make some money in a horrible situation or help out some people that have to deal with a horrible situation. You're doing good and you should not be criticized. But the movie consistently criticized her and it was appalling. So Batista's getting his team together. They're meeting up with a chick that can lead him inside. And then that's when the daughter finds out that the mom is gone. Oh, no. Kids are left in the tent. And there's a bomb that's going to be dropped in Las Vegas within the span of a fucking day. A nuke, mind you. A nuke. And there's kids still in the goddamn tent. As far as I'm concerned, they still were in the tent when the bomb went off. And they're dead now. This is as far as I'm concerned, because the mom died as well. But the sister, the Batista's daughter, decides that, oh no, she can't have gone over. I care, so I'm gonna go and try and save her. And Batista's like, no, that's stupid. She's like, no, she was a mother. She had her two kids left over there. I have to go try and help her. And Batista's like, no. If we're on the lookout for, we can look out for her if we might find her. But other than that, no. She was like, so you won't find her? Because you're not going to go look for her. So I got to go in there. And he's like, no. She, what are you going to do, huh? Because if you leave me, I'm going to just go in right after you. In which case, my plan was for someone to knock her out, tie her up, put her in the back of a truck, and when it left out of town, it'll take her ass with them. Or they could tell the cops that she did this and she'd get arrested or something like that, so they'll take her to jail. Anything that'll keep her dumbass safe rather than let her go with you through a horde of fucking zombies to do a goddamn bank heist that you're not even fully aware if you're capable of making it out of. This is your goddamn daughter we're talking about. But movie is stupid. Movie is very stupid, and it makes that very apparent that the daughter has final say in any and every decision that she's ever made. God forbid anyone else tells her different. She's so smart. She definitely needs to go to college. And she volunteers, you know, so that means that she's a fucking hippie. I hate hippies. Just so really stupid. It's like, you volunteer. How do you live? Do you make money somehow? You're a volunteer. It's like, you're a volunteer in a situation where literally people ain't got no damn money. How do you have money? Batista is shown to not have money. That's your fucking dad. How do you have money? You are a volunteer. This is so stupid. So then they let daughter come because dumb. And daughter comes and whatever. Also, there's a lady that's supposed to be like a love interest to Batista, but they only mention that like damn near the end of the movie. And then she's subsequently killed just as quickly in order for you to sit there and facilitate that. Oh no, how tragic. But it was so dumb because you only found out that they was a love interest literally minutes before she was murdered, in which case the movie should have tried to bring that up or make that a focal point way earlier in the fucking movie in order for me to sit there and actually give a fuck for him to feel some way about the fact that she was killed. Same how when they initiated that that she is basically a love interest, they talked about the fact that they actually had past history when it came to being a love interest, or like they used to have a romantic connection, and then she was killed immediately afterwards when that was mentioned. So all of it really fucking stupid, and it led to nowhere in order for it to try and tug on your heartstrings right when she was killed. Stupid people fall for shit like that. If you felt any type of emotional anything from something like that, from when that part happened in that movie, you are dumb and you're easily manipulated. I'm sorry, but you are. You're someone who can play The Last of Us 2 and you actually feel bad or you think that it's a moving movie. Yeah, and I said movie because that's what Naughty Dog makes now. They make movies. Bad movies, but movies nonetheless. So, visual movies. Interactive movies. Last of Us Part 2. The interactive movie. Now included with VR Golf Club. Oh, man. But, so, then she dies. Makes no sense. They bring an internet influencer who enjoys killing zombies for the hell of it, and he was cannon fodder. And then when he showed up, he brought in a couple of other people, and he was like, they coming with me. And I was like, well, that's even perfect cannon fodder. Then you had something that was incredibly weird, where there's a scene, and a chick was basically decimating and running through zombies like a gangster, yet she was with the internet, she was with the influencer guy, and he didn't even have skills that were that good, but she was just going, she was just amazing. And then they just kind of left her to fend for herself when everyone with guns were standing around and they could clearly have saved her. Because this movie has shown multiple times that these people are like fucking surgeons when it comes to these assault rifles. Yet for some reason, she was just around. It was about like five zombies that a couple of them could have taken out easily. And they just kind of left her to die. And she was just putting in work. They had this bitch basically do some John Wick shit. And the fact that she was left alone and also basically about to be killed because a bad movie. And a bad movie dictated that the storyline needed for the guy who's facilitating everything to have his chief of security go with them on the mission as well to find the money. Because, you know, movie. and then the chief of security went with them to get the money as well. And then the chief of security happens to be another creep in order to let you know that he is a bad guy. He's constantly hitting on everyone in the entire fucking movie. But the problem is that when he just facilitated just speaking to people, their main recourse after he would just talk to someone. He was like, hey, what's going on? They would just completely become antagonistic towards him, which would then make his dialogue exchange with them seem completely just bad because it was always defensive or antagonistic or him being just an asshole. But the conversation started off with them treating him as if he was an asshole. So then his response to it was an assholic response because that's how they pegged him in the beginning, which made me go, who the fuck writes like that? And it's like, hey, so what do you think of the crew we got here? Well, I don't trust them, but I don't trust you even more because you probably know something. You're probably gonna betray us the first chance we get. Ho, ho, ho. Hey there, lady. Come on, mamacita. Like, don't we? Can we can be friends or something? And he's like touching her and shit like that. And it's like, what the fuck? It's like, who writes shit like this? That was so goddamn stupid and idiotic. I was like, oh man, like just so dumb. Like, he asked her a general question. Just getting to know her on a bus ride. It's whatever. It wasn't that big of a deal. It'd be different if she like said something blunt. Like, hey, I don't really care. I'm just here with him. She's gonna kill some zombies, you know? And then he approached her like, you know, and then maybe after we kill the zombies, me and you could get to know each other a little bit better. And she like start dissing him then. Then that would be warranted. Everything about his character would make total sense. And, well, it wouldn't make total sense, but everything afterwards of how people would treat him or how the girl treated him later on in the movie would make absolute total fucking sense. Because, yeah, guy's a creep. But we didn't get that in the beginning. We got you being a bitch for absolutely no fucking reason whatsoever. And then I'm supposed to facilitate this dude's a creep when I can facilitate this dude is reacting to you being a bitch by him being a dick. Why wouldn't it? Oh, man. It's like if you're sitting on a bus and then it's like there's like one seat open and it's next to you. And then someone gets on the bus and you move over and you usher like, hey, you can sit down here if you want to. And they be like, so I can feel your body heat after you've been there? No, thank you. And then you go, all right, lady, go fuck yourself. And then like everyone on the bus looks at you and be like, oh, how dare you? It's like, did you not hear what she said to me? It's like, that's not what the problem is. The problem is you with your penis. Oh, man. Such a stupid fucking movie. Hell, and then it had a part with him basically leading her to her death, which then was crazy because she was able to find her way out of that scenario. It seemed as if, you know, it had been a perfect setup for him to betray her, and it was just going a cliche route of like, hey, this is how the first person dies, and we're going through the motions of the bullshittery throughout the rest of the movie because, hey, she was introduced, and I immediately assumed she was cannon fodder, but by showing her kick ass the way they did, it seems like, you know, you could turn the tables around with that. A little bit of creative writing going on. She might have came along with the YouTube influencer, but might have been one of the best people in the team because she actually knows how to fucking handle herself. But the movie did not do that. It let her die. But the thing is that how they let her die was letting me to believe that, you know, it could have definitely did that. It seemed interesting. Having her be someone who's capable of killing zombies even better than the influencer guy who she was hanging out with, or just being more of a badass than everyone else in the fucking movie, which would have been cool, and then also being damn near sacrificed by the security guy, or the chief of security guy, or head of security guy, or whatever, and then surviving said confrontation with him, only to be far more antagonistic towards him, or be more aware of his antics, and everyone's still kind of letting him do what he needs to do or still be around because they need him in order to get into the vault. Because if he was the guy to give the information to let them know how to open the vault, that would have been also much appreciated. And it would have led to him basically not getting killed throughout the entire fucking movie. Things that would have made it better as told by Daniel. But The movie then just had her kind of surrounded by zombies. She was murking them as best as she could, and then they just started grabbing her, and she just gave up. And then no one proceeded to help her at all. Everyone standing within arm's length of each other, looking at her basically doing dirt and just putting in work, and they're just looking. They turn around, and then they kind of just being like, oh, well, she's a lost cause. Still fighting, not scratched, not bit, not anything. Just holding her own and clearly someone that they can help out. But they just was like, fuck it. And then the movie just went through the motions of being just incredibly boring, predictable, stupid ass movie. You then have the daughter go off on her own at the end of everything to look for said single mother. Because, you know, that's the whole reason she was there in the first place. She goes and nothing happens to her. Oh boy, swallowed something in the wrong tube. She goes looking for her. Absolutely nothing happens to her. The reason, nothing happens to Batista's daughter at all. She then goes up inside the hotel where the single mother's being kept and she hasn't been killed because, you know, reasons. And then she actually finds her. The single mother is quiet. They're in a hotel that has multiple stories. But the daughter, she finds her. Finds her just in the nick of time. And then she finds her, to which they are met with the zombie version of the rapist guy that was used as an offering for them to be able to travel around in Las Vegas in the first place in the beginning of the movie. You know, just to let you know that bring back the misogyny, you know, that just bringing it back for our lucky viewers to see him do one last act of male tyranny against the females, because you didn't have Batista, who was running to try and save his daughter after the warning or the fact that the nuke was going to fall within an hour rather than a day and an hour like they predicted or they were told. Also something that seems totally illogical because they sped up the nuclear missile launch because the president was like he wanted it to happen on the 4th of July. He thought it'd be cool and people were like that is ridiculous. And so then they just sped up the clock to have it happen sooner. Also, given this political, like that the movie itself tried to give this political intrigue as if it was saying, well, again, it was just making the government seem really fucking stupid. But trying to give it some type of political intrigue as people or the president is doing things in order to make his position seem a lot better, but people are just upset at what's going on, so he has to quickly do whatever he can to appease these people when realistically they're about to drop a nuke and you would have to prepare to evacuate people to get a safe distance because even the blast radius isn't as like that's not enough in terms of like where you need to be in order to be safe because you have the nuclear fallout after that where you would have the like what is it called the stuff that falls from the sky after a nuke like that shit's all radioactive. The area itself will be highly radioactive. The air would be completely toxic. It would rain, acid rain, for actually quite a while. Nuclear fallouts are very bad. That's why a nuke being dropped is very fucking bad. So this would not be something that you would sit there and affiliate like, okay, this is a planned nuclear strike. Let's have it happen on this day. All right, that is exactly when it's going to happen. Let's raise the data because voters are upset about that. It's not going to fucking happen, Mr. President. It's like that makes absolutely no fucking sense. We have to evacuate people like far in order to make sure that this happens in a safe manner. It's like we're getting rid of Las Vegas, and the fact that it's in the middle of the desert in the first place gives us some good, that's a positive, because we don't have to worry about such an area, infecting or harming anyone else. And it's like it's in the middle of the fucking desert. That's fine, but you know, them being like, oh, let's move it up a day. And just immediately get rid of it because, reasons to make it seem like the clock is ticking faster. Whereas what the movie could have done is put them in a situation to where they basically had to spend a longer amount of time just trying to get to the goddamn vault, rather, which would have wasted time for them actually being there for when the nuke is about to strike in the first place, rather than it being, you know, like, oh, no, the clock just got pushed up. Like, you know? It's like then that could have been some good character development moments, whereas like a couple of the characters are split up and they're in separate hotels, like different rooms, and they're all trying to contact each other and make a plan to find the vault, or like it was never revealed exactly where the vault is, but they have some type of idea and they're trying to find it and whatnot, or they're trying to find something or whatever. Hell, again, if they were just plainly hunting for the queen and they just had no way of knowing where she was or how to bring her out, all these things would have helped in trying to facilitate and stretch out that little timer that they decided to give, and rather than just adding some bullshittery to it and just going, let's speed up the clock. Whatever. And so then, Batista's daughter was able to kill the rapist guy with a gun and, save the single mother. The other two women that were traveling with her, they're dead, but she saved a single mom, so that's cool. And then Batista comes and he saves them, and that's cool, I guess. And then they all get on a helicopter, and then the helicopter gets the and then gets the zombie king on it, because why wouldn't you lazily list towards a building when you're trying to leave and you see that everyone else is on the helicopter and you see this crazy ass zombie running towards you? Why wouldn't you just everything went in slow motion anyway, so can't really take away from that. But the fact that it still fucking happened, because then you see Tig freaking take the helicopter and like just put it in the high gear and is incredibly low to the ground and is like barely even turning in or tossing it. So it's like you see Batista and the zombie dude rumbling around to try and fight each other. That's all completely backwards. And it was like, look, it's the zombie. Everyone's on the helicopter. Let's get the fuck out of here. Go up, go to the side, do something. He's not going to get, just quick, just do it quick. And it's like, nope. Hell, they even had the helicopter move. His ass was on a fucking roof. And then they somehow managed to have it to where the zombie dude, as well as a group of the zombies, and the helicopter arrived at the hotel where the daughter went to at the exact same fucking time. That is beyond idiotic and stupid. Not only that, but then they have it to where the amount of time in which the daughter was fighting the newly turned zombie from the guy that they used as a sacrifice, as soon as she killed him, the horde that immediately just came to the hotel were able to make their way up to exactly where the daughter was, and they were able to, try to attack her or whatever. So stupid. Just so stupid. So then, helicopter fight happened. Batista get bit. Duh. And then helicopter crashes. Tig dies. The single mother dies. Batista's bitten, he survives, and then obviously the daughter survives. And then the daughter and him have this long ass dumb drawn out speech in which he's turned, and then it could have had him, either he pulled the trigger or she's just constantly weaning on the idea of trying to pull the trigger and him trying to talk her into doing it. Some real classy Walking Dead bullshit like they did in the game, which is pretty cool. When they had the guy that was taking care of the little girl, he got bit, and then he basically, like, letting her know, like, it's okay. Either, you know, and it's either she can shoot him, like, you could choose to let her shoot him, or you can let her choose to just walk away. And he just turned into a zombie. But, you know, could have gave some type of heartfelt situation like that. Because, hell, they have also had a dumbass dialogue exchange where the reason that the daughter was so hard on Batista was not because he was never there for her, and she felt bad that he killed her mom, because she said, no, that's not the reason. The reason I was angry at you is because you weren't there. After she died, you just left. No one, you weren't there to comfort me. And she said, comfort me, and I just lost it. I was laughing my ass off. And she's like, you weren't there to comfort me. And he, that's it? Oh, man. I just didn't come around because every time I looked at you, you remind me of your damn mama. And that just made me sad. And it was just one of those things where it's like, you know, if y'all would have talked about this before, you wouldn't be having a problem. But it seems like you needed to have this problem because Batista is really fucking stupid and you just don't know how to talk to people. And then the chick that they killed that was supposed to be the love interest, she basically was like, you know, she was like, I didn't do all this for the money. I mean, yeah, I'm going to take the money, but I did this for you. And I was like, really? When the hell was that showcased in this entire freaking movie? This whole time, it just seems like you were here for the money. You were just a good friend of his. Nope. She did this for him. She don't really care about the money. She cares about him. And she was wondering, how come they couldn't be a thing? I thought we had a chance at something, and then you just shut me out. Oh, I thought you didn't want me to do that. I thought I messed it up. I thought I couldn't try to rebuild this relationship. Wow, you don't know how to talk to people, do you? Not at all. I make an assumption as to what they're thinking, and then I go with that for the rest of my life. It's like, oh, like you're frowning when I'm near you. You must not like me. Okay, I'll never come around you again. No, it's just, you don't smell that? I think someone didn't take out you need to take out the trash or something. Nah, it's me. You hate me. I'll never dock in your doors again. Good day, my dear. Good day. So it was like, yeah, that was fucking dumb. And then it was like, you had the daughter and him have that talk, and then she was like, yeah, no, it's because you weren't there for me after she died, which is why I'm upset at you. Not because you killed her. And then he'll be like, oh man, that was it? Oh, look at me. I was way off. But then it was like, okay, like now we have the chance to heal. Now we have the chance to let them rebuild their relationship in the midst of this movie. But then the movie considered to have her talk more during this topic, in which case she was like, you know, I've been hating you for so long. I can't just turn that off. So I'm sorry. I can't be like nice to you or something like that. And then he was like, no, it's okay. I understand. I'm just, oh, okay. And he just like shuts himself off again. And I was like, yeah, this whole breakthrough that you guys just had and breaking the barriers around his heart just completely went away because he's fucking crazy and you're fucking stupid. So, well, he's stupid too. And so are you. And you two are clearly father and daughter. And, you know, you just fucked up any type of reconciliation that you might have had throughout this entire movie. And so then at the end of the movie, they basically are talking nonsense up until his death. And which case, it was like, yeah, if there was any type of reconciliation for this, like, it probably would hit home a little bit more or actually matter. But it doesn't, because she's been doing nothing but be consistently just a dumbass throughout this entire movie, as well as the reason that he's dead. I guarantee you, you watch this movie and you look at every time she does something stupid and you go, oh yeah, doing this is what got him killed. All of it. It was like everything she did led up to him getting killed. It wasn't a coincidence that he was bit. It's her fault. They shouldn't have been there. It's all her fault. And then everything she did in the first place didn't even fucking matter. Because the single mother got killed. Anyway, so now you're just a waste. Just a waste of an existence. Oy. Then the movie itself, I guess, tried to tell itself, you know, we're going to have the black guy live. And, like, that's going to mean something or be something or whatever. And then it just revealed that he was bit and he's, like, on a private plane. So even if he goes crazy and tries to kill everybody, the plane will crash. And so then that'll kill him. And then it'll be over and done with. But this movie was just god-awful. So, and, like, that's really the whole fucking movie. Nothing happens. Nothing happens. It's not good. It's not interesting. It's not even fucking funny. Hell, the movie itself tries to take itself way too seriously. And if it was to be this lighthearted, comedic type of anecdote towards the situation, hell, it might have been good. It could have been if they would have took that aspect towards it. And it feels just like, hey, it's a heist movie with zombies. How silly does that sound? All right, let's make it silly then. All right, cool. Get add in some jokes. Add in some crazy effects. Yeah, Zack Snyder knows how to do effects and gunfights or whatever, but it's like, this shit right here just don't hit good. And all of it is bad. The character dialogue is incredibly stiff. A lot of the actors do things that essentially it's just like, that's not how normal people act. It's almost like it was a movie written by a fucking robot. But everything about the movie is just really, really, really bad. And I don't give a fuck how amazing you make special effects. It's just bad. It's just really, really bad. A bad movie is a bad movie. I don't give a fuck how big the budget is. It was a bad movie. And it's not something entertaining. It's not something that's good. And I highly say that it's not even worth your time of looking at. It is just that bad of a movie. World War Z had a much safer concept of dealing with zombies, and in terms of having it actually be a spectacle that's worth looking at when it came to them being this ridiculous horde that would run around and collide and stuff and like make these bridges for them to climb walls and shit like that. Anything to make it, you know, something. Just that was far more, that was interesting. But this movie right here was just a clusterfuck from the get-go. A heist movie involving zombies is stupid. A heist movie involving zombies that was directed and written by Zack Snyder, who has a tendency to do way too many fucking slow-mo scenes, has no idea what character development is, and basically does banter like a fucking John Wayne Western with him and a rock. Yeah, that's how Zack Snyder does banter. And it's like, think of John Wayne talking to a rock and waiting for the rock to respond. That's Zack Snyder's dialogue. That's his comedy. So, yeah, don't look at it. I feel even more annoyed because I actually wanted to see Spiral, but instead I watched that. I really shouldn't have. Oh, boy. Well, whatever. This has been Fun with Flame, folks, and as always, I hope you have fun. Do not watch this movie.